الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فروي عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال: لا تغضب. Respected elders, brothers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once requested by a sahabi radiyallahu anhu for some advice. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said just one sentence: لا تغضب. Do not become angry, or do not give emotional vent to your anger. The Sahabi requested advice again, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeated the same sentence: لا تغضب. Do not give emotional vent to your anger. And in fact, the Sahabi repeated his request for a third time. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeated the same advice. The riwayat of Bukhari Sharif does not mention how many times the Sahabi repeated this request. It just says, فَرَدَّدَ مِرَارًا, that this request was made a number of times, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeated the same advice every time. So if we picture this incident, we understand that this is a very profound piece of advice. Why is it profound? It's profound because anger is the root cause of many personal weaknesses, and those personal weaknesses then translate into societal weaknesses. When a person becomes angry and then gives vent to that anger in order to just calm himself emotionally, then analyzing the situation will reveal that there is a very subtle spiritual ailment that's involved here. Firstly, let's analyze this from the perspective of the person upon whom anger is being shown. And each one of us should analyze our behavior. I'm first talking to myself and via myself to anybody whom inshallah this nasihat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will benefit, and definitely will benefit all of us. If we analyze our own behavior, when becoming angry, then it is generally that we become angry on a person whom we deem to be lower than us. It's very rare that a person would become angry and express and give vent to his anger on a person who has some sort of status, whether it is a status of this world or a status of knowledge and ilm or a status of spirituality. It's not normal that a person would give vent and express his anger to any person whom he deems to be above him in status. If a person is in front of his senior as far as position in a company is concerned, then it's not normal that a person would not be able to control the venting of his anger. If a person is in front of somebody who is above him in status as far as knowledge and spirituality is concerned, he is in front of his teacher, his ustad, his sheikh, then even if there is something that he does not fully understand, or it is not in accordance with his temperament, then somehow or the other he will find a way to control his emotions and not give vent to any improper emotion. Now this reveals a very subtle spiritual ailment that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is advising us to cure in this hadith. So when there is this feeling that the person in front of me, the person upon whom I am venting my anger or I am venting my emotions, this person is lower than me. This is an instinctive feeling that is associated with anger. We may not realize it, it might be very subtle. But the truth and reality of the matter is that this is what brings about anger. When you think that the person in front of you, he has done something which is not in accordance with my temperament, he has done something which is not in accordance with my position and my opinion, or he has done something that I just don't agree with. And who is he, if we analyze our emotions and feelings that are being processed at the back of our mind and hearts, the reason why we become angry is that who is he? How did he have this audacity to do something like this in front of me? Where did he get this audacity from? How did he become so courageous? Who is he to do something in front of me like this? And then this leads then to venting and releasing that emotion of anger. So here, you are not becoming angry for the benefit of the person that you are addressing. You are not scolding him for his benefit. You are scolding him to give satisfaction to your own emotions. And this is the takabbur. This is what the ahadith, our ulama-i kiram, the sufiya-i kiram, the great saints of Islam, the Allah walas, they define and they say that this is the bimari, and this is the ailment of the takabbur, of pride. And pride is such a dangerous ailment, it's like the cancer of ruhaniyat and spiritualism. Pride, as mentioned by our akabir and our sufiya ikram, pride is the mother of all other sins. And it is very subtle. A proud person will never acknowledge that he has pride. A proud person will never acknowledge that he has pride. Many other ailments, a person would acknowledge them, spiritual ailments. Hasad, a person if he is not courageous enough to fulfill the commands of Allah, he may acknowledge that he is not courageous enough. If he has any other ailments of being weak, as far as the fulfillment of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, not being truthful enough, not being careful in what he says, etc. He may acknowledge all of these ailments, but pride is an ailment that
our Akabir say, no proud person will ever acknowledge that he has pride. And it is such a dangerous ailment that a person with an iota of pride will not enter Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a hadith Qudsi mentions, although there is some academic discussion on the sanad of this hadith, but the meaning is correct, that Al-Kibriya'u Rida'i Wal-Azamatu Izari, that being great is my upper garment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned, meaning it is my very special quality, being great. Majesty is my lower garment. فَمَنْ نَازَعَنِي فِيهِ فِيهِمَا قَذَفْتُهُ فِي النَّارِ أو كَمَا قَالَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Whoever tries to take these away from me, then I will cast him into Jahannam. Now if we analyze this hadith and understand it in context, a person becomes proud when he thinks that he has some intrinsic entitlement to respect. When he begins thinking that he deserves some respect. And when does he begin thinking that? He begins thinking that he deserves respect when he feels himself to have some innate quality and some innate characteristic of being better than the other. He thinks that I have such and such qualities, and these qualities are my own. I own them. And therefore, I deserve respect. And if somebody does something that's not in accordance with what I deserve to become angry at him. Now this is that spiritual ailment. When you begin to think that the qualities and anything good that you have is your own. Any good quality, any goodness, absolute ownership of that goodness is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Greatness is therefore only intrinsically and innately only and only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no other being, there is no other thing, there is no other creation, no matter how great we may deem, to have any innate entitlement to any goodness or any respect in this world besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, greatness is my own. I am the one who is entitled to greatness. Why? Because any other goodness which is with anybody else, any respect, any knowledge, any wealth, anything else, it's relative. Firstly, it is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not that anybody has any goodness in him by his own virtue. No. It's given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's given in a way that Allah can snatch it away at any time. And therefore, if a person begins to think, wal-ayadu billah, that he is the owner of these qualities and he's the owner of this good trait or good characteristic, then this is something that Allah abhors. Takabbur and pride is the worst of all spiritual ailments. So, respected elders and brothers, anger is the manifestation by and large, generally, when it is emotional anger. When it is emotional anger. Anger just to satisfy and give vent to that emotion, that heat that a person feels on the occasion. When something in front of him is not in accordance with his temperament. When it happens and he feels that, how did this person have the audacity? And how did he even dare to do this in front of me? And he gives vent to it. This is linked to pride, and pride is a trait which will ban a person from Jannah. So, we need to rein in our anger. We need to control our anger. Because anger stems from pride, or pride stems from anger. It works both ways. So it's when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith is mentioning la taghdab, it's not just a simple nasihat. There's a lot of depth in it. If we are able to control this, then inshallah we are actually treating one of the worst and one of the most serious ailments of our spiritual self. Now, how do we control anger? And by controlling anger, inshallah, we will be cured of pride as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. So there are various prescriptions given by none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, and then our akabir also have given some further details of how to apply those prescriptions in our daily lives. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that when a person feels and experiences anger, then if he is standing, he should sit down. And if he is sitting down, he should lie down. It's quite obvious the meaning of this hadith. Basically, adopt and do something that will take you a little further away from venting that anger in an inappropriate way. Change your physical posture. If a person is standing and he's angry, and he becomes overcome with that anger, he can do something in the standing position that he will regret later on. So, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is advising, take yourself further away physically from that possibility. If you're standing, sit down so that it's more difficult for you to give inappropriate vent to that anger. If you are sitting, lay down. In other words, take yourself physically away from the inappropriately giving vent to that emotion. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have mentioned that when a person feels the heat of anger, then he should make wudu. And in fact, the rawi of the hadith say it's narrated from the rawi of the hadith that once a person came to him and said something which made him angry. And obviously these are Allah walas, these are the great saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and their anger is justified. It's not like the anger of me and you. The anger is justified. But despite that, he didn't give vent to the anger. He went, he stood up, he did wudu, and he came back, and then he narrated this hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised that anger is from shaitan, and shaitan is created from the fire, and fire is extinguished with water. So when a person feels anger, then he should make wudu. So this is another prescription of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And let's not take these prescriptions lightly. It's not that when we make wudu, then just that temporary benefit of the anger calming down will be achieved. Yes, that will definitely be achieved. But the fact that you are making amal on the sunnah, and for treatment of this anger, and we just said now that anger's root cause is pride. So inshallah, it is hoped that the pride that's within the person will also be cured by following these prescriptions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then another prescription given by our akabir, and this is very profound. Again, based on the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahib Thani rahmatullah alayhi gives a very profound, very deep prescription for anger. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand and then practice on this. Hazrat Wala advises that basically the anger that is prohibited by the hadith is that anger which is just to give vent to your emotion. It's just so that a person feels satisfied. Somebody did something that he feels is not deserving of. He was treated in a way that he feels he's not deserving of such treatment, because he feels some innate entitlement to respect. So he gives vent to that anger on the occasion of that anger. This is something that is not appropriate, because he is doing it to give vent to his emotions. So Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali advises that sometimes anger, it's also a trait that has been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there's a place for venting that anger. There is a correct place for venting it. There's an appropriate way to use anger for your benefit. So how does a person draw the line, and how does a person differentiate between anger that is just for emotion and anger that is meant to correct the person he is addressing? And sometimes this is a requirement. If a person is in a status, Allah has given him the status of a parent, of a teacher, of somebody who has subordinates in an office environment, then at times it's the requirement, it's his moral and shari'i requirement to become angry and tell other people that they've done something wrong. Sometimes if he comes across in a very polite way, it won't have the correct impact. So there is a requirement to use that anger. In the battlefield, in jihad, a person has to use anger. But how do we manage that anger in a way that it is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instead of displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi gives an important advice, very deep advice. He says that when a person is experiencing the heat of anger, the word that's used is ishti'al. When a person is emotionally overcharged, right, then at that occasion a person should control his anger and not give vent to it. He should control himself. It's easier said than done, my dear brothers. It's not easy. But when a person is sincere and he takes this seriously, and also he adopts the right means for this, and the main way that a person can inculcate these traits within himself is by adopting the suhbah and the company of the pious, of those who have trained their hearts. Nonetheless, so a person should rein in his anger, should not give vent to his anger when he is feeling the heat of the occasion. Instead, he should rein in himself and not give any vent to that anger. Just keep quiet. Do make wudu, sit down if he is standing, lay down if he is sitting down, and then let that pass. Let that ishti'al, let that the heat of the occasion pass. And then after that occasion has passed, if he still deems it necessary to give vent to anger, then he should make an artificial demeanor of anger. And then reprimand the person that he needs to reprimand. Inshallah, in this way, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Taqi Uthmani Sahib says that in this way, takabbur won't even come near a person, and a person will be saved from this very serious spiritual ailment of takabbur and anger. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.